Good morning, and welcome to Circles of Prosperity this morning with Dr. Reggie.
I want to invite you on a sweet and wonderful journey. It's a journey that you're already on, but now you're going to embrace this journey more consciously. This is the journey in which you're going to lengthen the cord of memory, the mystic cord of memory. You are going to come back to yourself. You're going to remember who and what you are, and have a joyful reunion with the choices that you have made to be here at this time in your own unfolding history, which is the mystery of life and the unfolding that lasts forever. As you begin to be conscious now that your body is breathing and that it needs no help from you at this moment, as you now begin to be conscious that your heart is beating and that you're lengthening the cord of memory and becoming more aware that it needs no help from you, that there is something about you that is of life and of beauty and of eternity.
Good morning. That is Michael Beckwith. If you have not had a chance to get his album, it's called Transcendence. He does some wonderful spoken word. And I just thought it was so appropriate, because this particular piece, because we've got all kinds of music that wants to play this morning, because he is reminding us that we're on a mystic journey and that we are truly divine. So I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer.
Heavenly Father, we gather together on this beautiful day, a day of enfoldment and enlightenment, a day of a wonderful journey that each of us takes on this magical, wonderful, mystical path to the energy of oneness. Thank you that we have ears to hear the truth and the unfolding of ourselves. We are the power which we seek. What we seek is seeking us. Thank you for the energy of our souls and magnetizing us into the energy of oneness. As we ascend every day, we learn something brand new about ourselves and about this world that we're in. Teach us to love and to be patient and to heal ourselves as we heal others with our presence and our words of kindness. Be the glory that we are, in us and through us, and acting as us, as your shield of honor and the ambassadors for the higher energy of the Christ mind. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
We left off yesterday where we were talking about they made a statement, because they were talking about how this collective consciousness with a small group of people if it's a negative energy, how it will they all will experience that energy. And even though you may be elevated in your consciousness, it does not and you're in the vicinity of that era thought, that energy, that negative energy, that you can be impacted by it, that you're not going to be exempt from it. And then they tell us that, so I want to pick up from somewhere in here that will kind of tie us into that. They say that the transformation of which we speak is not limited to individual human beings on planet Earth. It is a phenomenon that will touch every aspect of life itself throughout creation. And what they're talking about, if you remember yesterday, they were saying that the purging of large populations of individuals that have been foreseen for these times. You know, it's even predicted in the Bible that there's going to be a huge loss of human life. But they're saying that it will not occur to the degree that had been anticipated because we have been shifting. And, you know, that's why a lot of time I am so thankful for fundamentalists, because they were awakening people on one level of their spirituality. That, you know, they were like Christians, or a lot of them, the born again Christians, are very much like it's kindergarten. You know, you can't put all of this into these people at one time. And now we have the technology that has spread this knowledge all over the world. So with television and radio and the internet, this is like an unprecedented time in the history of humankind on this planet, this level of communication, so that we are aware of or that's documented. So, and it's so instantaneous. So there has been, our consciousness has been raised to another level that we can avoid so much of the destruction that was anticipated. They said that he goes on to say that all life forms will participate in the journey to oneness, and all will be affected energetically by the choices and by the actions of all. And they're not just limiting that to planet Earth, and we've covered this a couple of times in this lesson, that we're connected to the entire universe. Although, as an individual who is open and conscious and focused in manifesting your loving intent, your obligation, first and foremost, is to yourself. Because the choices you make in these times reflect your highest desire for your own personal well-being. And at the same time, your awareness of the momentum of the whole, which parallels your personal experience of transformation, will guide you in making choices that reflect that expanded awareness. Yesterday, Dr. Reggie and I, had a guy to come out to look at some stuff that we wanted to clear a bunch of stuff out of our garage, and he came by, and he was saying that a lot of the things that he gets, he goes through it, he rummages through it, and he donates it to like churches and things. And he had come across a group of people, 30 people that are living in the woods. And as he was telling the story, you could tell that he was really moved by an unbelief that these people were living in the woods and how difficult that must be. So he was placing a judgment on it. And, of course, me sitting here with all of this oneness rolling around in me, I'm saying, oh, no, don't place, you know, it's not a bad thing. They're there. Everything is in divine order. And there are many blessings that come from that. And Dr. Reggie was looking at me like, please, Cynthia, don't. This man is not going to hear what you have to say. Please don't say it. But I said, I know I probably should shut my mouth, because not everybody is ready to hear that. But I could not let that energetic vibration of, ooh, these poor people, oh, this is so horrible, I could not let that reside in our household. So I had to shift it to a higher thought. I was compelled to shift it to a higher thought. And I said to him, I said, you go out there, and from your place of love, you're supplying what they need. God is working through you. And it makes you grateful for what you have. So they are in a place to be a reflection to others, maybe. To be grateful for what they have, if they have a roof over their head. But by the same token, they are learning to be our community, they're sharing, they're surviving, and God is meeting their needs. So we never know God's plan, do we? And I was able to shift it to the higher thought. So it's just amazing to be in this study, and when you are dealing with it daily, how you can look at circumstances so differently. Because we could have had a long conversation about and how bad it was that this was happening, and then that could have gone off into some other thing about how horrible everything is. But God's plan is perfect. And we shouldn't place the judgments on it. Your personal well-being is not guaranteed by virtue of the fact that you are making conscious choices. You are affected vibrationally by the energies that surround you in a multiplicity of ways. And the extent to which you integrate your awareness of the interplay of the energies in which you immerse yourself and to which you allow yourself to be vulnerable will determine much of what you will experience. Now do you understand why I could not let that energy, that negative energy, stay there? In that simple little conversation. This is why you're participating in circles of prosperity, so that it is in the forefront of your consciousness that you are always aware that you are in your divinity now and that you have to constantly shift the energy. It is quite possible for an individual who is geographically well situated, who dwells in a harmonious environment, and who is open to the dynamics of change and to the emergence of the divinity within, to manifest an exalted, a joy-filled experience of transformation. It is equally possible that others who compromise in their choices, either consciously or through lack of awareness, will manifest escalating degrees of difficulty as their energies are caught up in the complexities of the energies of the collective. Now, Dr. Reggie and I lived in California before we came to Georgia. And I can tell you that the difference in the energy in California and Georgia is huge. It is huge. Don't you feel it, Dr. Reggie?
I do.
And how would you describe the difference?
I wouldn't. I'm not going to label it, but one thing for the guy yesterday, too, when he came in the front door and I told him why we had the folding chairs, he didn't know what we were going to have moved until we had meditation class. And when I told him what kind of meditation it was, he wasn't freaked out. He said, I want to come on one Thursday. I want to show up. I said, well, please, we'd love to have you. That was one thing. And secondly, the energy shift here, people want the upliftment. They need it. They know there's something more to just this down home, y'all, kind of thing, and more. There's something more, and they're looking for it. And hopefully we'll be the bridge to help them to climb up to that place.
It
by
is.
Those kind words and by the energy. And I think that there is a difference, though. Geographically, the energy in California, the people who go there, are all in one aggregate mind. Anything is possible. They believe that the power of oneness and the way that wither would be hit out there, because it's very possible. Here, it's a little more stoic, a little more staid, a little more oppressed, a little more suppressed and a little more depressed. And we have to learn to break out of that old time thing, to break into the newness of God's life in us.
You know,
it's a major shift.
It's amazing because when you look at the out in California, you have the film industry out there. And I mean, it's well developed now, but back in the early years of the film industry, it was just—it pretty much is just a desert. Everything is flat, and but they created different worlds and different cities and everything in the middle of the desert, which is amazing to me. And I think that that's why that mindset is there—that there's a freedom that we can do anything, because that creative, we can create anything, because that whole industry is about creating the illusion of something out of nothing. And it is very different here. So what you term as common sense is definitely a factor with regard to where you choose to place yourself and with whom you choose to interact. Use your common sense, because vibrationally you diminish your own energies every time you engage in a negative encounter with another being. And when you choose a negative environment in which to live, you subject yourself to constant exposure to energies that are pulling in the opposite direction to the one in which you are consciously headed, and you are affected by them. If the environmental disturbance is too extensive to be transformed by interpersonal dynamics, there remains the choice to change your location to one that is harmonious. Because the choice to refrain from exposing yourself to this negative environment is always there for you. Ideally, that choice will be made from a place of conscious awareness that the energies of the whole do affect you, regardless of how elevated you consider yourself to be. Jesus told his disciples as he sent them out, he said, if you go and you're not welcome there, knock the dust off your shoes, keep trekking. If the energy is not harmonious, move on. So was that any different than what they're saying here? I don't think so. You don't want to be where you are met with resistance, because it impacts your energy field. I have to be honest, I'm this is really speaking to me right now, Dr. Reggie. It's really speaking to me. We are all of one essence. And even though the momentum is one in which the actions of the collective affects each of the parts, and the choices of every individual affects the whole, there is an overriding impetus of divine intent that's driving the whole process. Unity will come to be, and it is of little consequence from the collective vantage point of all creation, whether beings at a particular crossroads in time and space make the contribution of resistance or non-resistance to the energies of change. These powerful forces will carry you with them, flowing in the direction in which life itself is going and at the pace at which life itself is traveling. Your perception of the journey, your personal experience of it, is what you are here to create. And I would put in parentheses, you should be creating an experience of joy. All of the rules are changing now. Your world, as you have been schooled to understand it, has already ceased to be. It has already ceased to be. Jean and I were having that conversation. She said, you know, the old way is gone. She was getting that revelation so powerfully. The old way of doing things is gone, over, X'd out. And then they break it down. They say the cellular structure of every life form on your planet has been altered. We won't mention the ones that man has genetically altered, all of the food that's genetically engineered, but they say the entire cell structure, that which man has had nothing to do, has been altered already. And the attunement of all consciousness to heightened levels of existence has been achieved. the attunement of all consciousness to heightened levels of existence has been achieved. As a race, the human population has opened itself to receive the gift of grace. And even though precious few are aware of that shift, all are manifesting the result in one form or another. Why do you think there's so much turmoil in the Middle East? These people jumped up and said, no more. I mean, it looks like chaos, but there is something in the soul of those people that said, I desire to be free, and I will give up my life for that freedom. If not for me, for my children, or for generations to come. And can you see how that changed on a cellular level? That there was this stirring of the soul to stand up no matter what, to live how God created you to live, free. Some who have recognized their newfound abilities to manifest reality as they would like it to be have learned to pool their collective strengths and to create a force of change on behalf of all. Did you just see that? Did you just hear it? I'm looking at it. I'm saying, did you see it? But did you hear that? A collective few. They have pulled their collective strengths to create a force for change on behalf of the all. It was the young people, they call it the Arab Spring. It was the young people in Egypt that pulled together, using all of the technology to say, we want change. And it spread from one country to another. Collective consciousness pulled together, creating a force for change. It may be a small but growing in number and have set the pace for others in the here and now and continue to demonstrate by their own choices the possibilities available to all. These are the forerunners of a new paradigm. You guys are watching history unfold right now, all over the world. It says that these are the pioneers whose lives herald a world whose rules are being written and continue to be written, rewritten in the moment. All over the world, there's change happening. Look at Greece. Greece is the father of all Western civilization, or the grandfather. It was everything. All of our Western civilization is based on Greece, and it is crumbling because the old way, the old reality is gone. It is in the process of change. And we can't go back to the old way. They're saying cellularly, we are not structured to be in the old way anymore. The pace at which change is manifesting is an ongoing phenomenon. Life is not simply turning the page and writing itself a new overall script to which all must adhere indefinitely. The very foundations for the creation of your reality are, in fact, ever-changing. In these times, that change is happening at a pace so rapid that it can be noted not only in the cosmic overview of your history or even by a generation, but in a single lifetime. Yours. all I can say is I am so grateful. I'm so grateful to be living in these times. Your life is a testimonial to change. And as you become consciously aware that the only thing that can be counted on is the realization that nothing can be counted on, you will shift from a mindset of expectation to one of just allowance. Things are changing so much in this country now that all we can do is say, I'm just going to allow this. I'm not going to force my will on this. Everything is just in divine order. And I'm going to go with the flow. You cannot control anything right now. You are, in fact, totally out of control. And these are the optimum conditions for maximizing the process of energy integration and for manifesting life experiences that you will find enjoyable. The fact that everything is in chaos gives you an opportunity to create what you want. And I know that kind of sounds like a dichotomy, doesn't it? It doesn't sound like that's possible. But this is the perfect time for you to create your dream. Because the old rules don't apply anymore. The old rules just don't apply anymore. Resistance to the reality that things are not the way they were when your schooling purportedly taught you the rules of the game will only reinforce the difficulties you may choose to create for yourself. You delay your growth and you make your life more difficult if you fight. Openness to what your own experience has shown you is real. Is the best possible response to the conditions at hand. Pay attention to what you're experiencing. That's what they're saying. Pay attention to what you're experiencing. And that's the only way you can define your reality at this point. It matters less what others may be saying or what the so-called teachers of your times may be espousing as truth. Your own experience is the highest truth for you. And it is this reality that ideally serves as your lamplight in the uncharted territory of these times. Each of you is a master in your own right. Each of you has sufficient life experience to serve as a reference point for what is so for you. For your life is a testimonial to your own choices and the insights you are able to glean from them. The habit of looking to others for a nod of approval does not serve to reinforce who you really are. It reflects and fosters dependency. You should not care about what other people think of you. Dr. Reggie is always on me about that. You care too much about what people think of you. You don't need their approval. This is your life, your experience. What are you creating? What are you experiencing? Is it giving you joy? There is but one truth on which you can depend no matter what, and that is your own truth. All things are possible now. In the essence, the slate has been wiped clean. It is a new kind of world, one in which dreams can be realized in an instant, one in which the deities who walk amongst you can be recognized as your own emerging selves. It is a world where you are able to feel supported, happy and successful in your endeavors, and one where the indescribable joy of being in sync with the momentum of limitlessness is your birthright. These are the conditions at hand. Right here, right now. Not someday, but in this very moment. And the sacred journey of transformation has delivered you right to the doorstep. All that is optional is whether you choose to cross that threshold and experience it. I don't know about you, but this is a magnificent journey and a magnificent opportunity. And I hope that as we go through this, that you are awakened to that you have the ability to create the life or to create the experiences that you want right now, and that they are, and that your manifestation will be instantaneous. Isn't that powerful? If you have comments or questions this morning, please let's open up the lines for discussion. Dr. Reggie.
Yes. Do I have comments or questions?
I know you always do.
I always do. But one thing I was thinking about when you said instant manifestation, in mystery school now, we're now part of the study on dealing with instant manifestation. It's funny that you're reading about it, because one thing possibly that makes it well for everybody, you may say, I know this stuff already. Then if you did, you would be delivering instant manifestation. It's good to hear it over and over again, because my statement is repetition creates impact.
Amen.
And conscious creation is a part of our heritage, our birthright. Because God is coexistent with us, we can co-create with God.
Mm-hmm.
And instant manifestation happens with some wonderful secret ingredients, with your will, focus, intent, belief, and faith. And with those things, nothing shall be impossible unto you. You shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it will be. If you believe in your heart, it will be. So I know that's real. From my own medical experience, I know that that is real. I've seen the evidence, and even seen it with my own parents. I've seen it before many, many times, and I want to see it every day. What a glorious thrill ride this is to be in this life at this time. It's glorious. Not oppressing and depressing. It is glorious. Having faith is magnificent. It's a wonderful experience. And these things happen. Your own divine will is an act of God in you. So be grateful for everything.
Thank you. 0047, you're on the air.
Good morning, it's Maria.
Good morning.
There's two things on my mind. One is concerning the difference in energies between California and Georgia area. The South has typically been oppressed because of the enslavement energy hanging here. But since the realignment of planets started with Jupiter and Saturn, I believe, in 54, recent years, vortexes of energy are opening into the earth where human consciousness can shift in ways it could not before. Evidence of that for us here in Atlanta. One of those vortexes opened, there's one in Mexico, one in Aswan, Egypt, I happened to be there in 99, when that was, really freshly opened and being led to these vortexes. But one is opened through the Appalachian Trail that ends somewhere around Amarillo Fall in North Georgia Mountains, and it's manifesting in all of the people who are coming into the Atlanta area starting 1996 with the Olympic Games. I don't know if any of you have watched that, but there were around 3 million people in metropolitan Atlanta in 96, and since then, people have just come, and the population has almost doubled, so they can't keep enough lanes on the interstates, et cetera, infrastructures. But people are coming here without even realizing that they're being drawn to this place where spiritual unfoldment is happening at a very rapid rate. So we're in an awesome place here. The second thing that's on my mind concerns you mentioned the chaos around the world, and people are saying, well, we must be free. We can't take this anymore. There's an opportunity coming in that regard, too, as we see the Republicans trying to take back the freedoms that we had with voting, hard-earned voting rights, declaring that big voting groups like the elders and college students can't vote. If they don't have a driver's license, et cetera. Those are back to the old laws, the restricted voting, you know, how many seeds in a watermelon, and if you couldn't say, you couldn't vote, et cetera, during that time. They're trying to reinstitute that kind of restriction. So it's not just in other remote places around the world. It's right here that we are refighting that, are reclaiming our freedom. In that regard, I'm leaving at 5:30 Sunday morning, an SCLC bus for Selma, Montgomery, where I will walk the 54 miles from Selma to Montgomery for voting rights as we did in 1965. I only walked 2 miles in 65 from St. Jude to the Capitol, but I mention that in case anybody's interested. $30 round trip bus fare to Selma, where we walked that Edmund Pettus Bridge and 54 miles into Montgomery by Friday, the culminating day. So the seeming chaos is absolutely bringing change, and we're in a position to participate at whatever level our consciousness dictates. Thank you so much for letting me share all this.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much. I totally agree with you, Nania, that I just... that there's so much change going on in our country. And you guys know I'm a political junkie, but I try to refrain from bringing it into our conversation here because I could go on and on. But I definitely see politically right now that the Republicans are trying to take us all the way back. But understand, and this is what I pray for. I am praying for that they are no longer fearful. They are motivated right now by their fear. And the oneness tells us that life is going, this movement, this momentum is going to happen whether we want it to or not. So despite all of their attempts, this momentum is moving forward. And every little trick that they try, it is immediately being exposed. Where they were putting all of these laws for requiring that women have that wanted an abortion have this vaginal ultrasound, that hit the news and it was spread all over the country, probably all over the world, that they wanted that law in the books. And they say they equate it to rape. So there's a lot going on, even in our country as well. But there is a burning in our soul and a yearning in our souls to be free. And I believe that that yearning will stand up to this change because that momentum is in harmony with where we're going. Anyone else this morning, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Okay, Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Yes, and I want to add something too.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
The name Atlanta means of Atlantis, and Atlantis is rising. The vortices that Nanya mentioned are open around the world. It forms the shape of a very powerful star for protection of the mother and father balance of God energy. Coming up to 2012 to 2016, there are going to be major changes. I feel them and I know it. For our benefit, thank God we're on the line listening to get our ascendance for ourselves. We know that our energy is in us, and we thank God for the powerful energy that's in us. Science knows it. Meteorologists know it. Oceanographers know it. People know it, but they don't know what to say about it or what to feel about it or what to do about it. But it's nothing they can do. It's in us, each of us. So together as a congregant of energy, we rise and we soar with exhilaration and excitement in this life to level ourselves off in the ascendancy motion. Thank God for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this ability to move and live and have our being in divine substance, the substance that permeates everything from creation's first day until now and evermore. We thank you that we have the energy to mobilize our sources together to be loving, to be power, and to be light and love and to be peace. That's who we are on this planet. Those who are not in that energy will not experience the ascendancy. So we thank you for their energy too, that we are the light. We uplift, and we are up with mobility in the energy of the Christ consciousness. And we thank you for these moments, and these moments are right now, that we, whatever we want, it's not about our past slavery, about our past negative energy, or even our future sovereignty. It's about the love we have for ourselves and others. And we thank you for that energy. By the power we are, we believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. I'm going to close out this lesson today with Michael Beckwith's song. I think it's called the... I'll email the title to you, but I'm closing it out now. Enjoy.
I want to invite you on a sweet and wonderful journey. It's a journey that you're already on. But now you're going to embrace this journey more consciously. This is the journey in which you're going to lengthen the cord of memory, the mystic cord of memory. You are going to come back to yourself. You're going to remember who and what you are. And have a joyful reunion with the choices that you have made to be here at this time in your own unfolding history, which is the mystery of life and the unfolding that lasts forever. As you begin to be conscious now that your body is breathing and that it needs no help from you at this moment, as you now begin to be conscious that your heart is beating and that you're lengthening the cord of memory and becoming more aware that it needs no help from you, that there is something about you that is of life and of beauty and of eternity. And you're remembering that you're on a journey that never ends and is always beginning. A journey of discovery, a journey of realization, a journey of uncovering more that is within you and then setting it free. Yes, I invite you to relax and remember this. And in so doing, we allow the dust and the grit of the journey of forgetting to be wiped away. That we can remember once again that there's nothing wrong with us. That there's nothing missing in us. That everything is for us and that there is nothing against us. Let us remember this together, so that the angst and the dread and the burden and the worry can be wiped clean in this moment, and that we can awaken moment by moment with such enthusiasm for life, such enthusiasm for this grand unfolding discovery of good. Relax into the awareness that everything we could want, hope for, and desire, it's already been given. we get to explore it. We get to discover it. We get to cultivate it. We get to activate it. And yes, we get to express it. Relax. Relax. Relax now.